couple of the more unusual Clapton tunes. I Shot the Sheriff. Eric Clapton. I don't know why. I did the Monty Python Eric there. 10:07, the Jerry Bader Show. Jason's Classic Cut on a Monday. Common sense, or lack thereof it, seems to be the unofficial theme of the show today. And this involves Governor Scott Walker. Not a lack of common sense on his part. We'll get to that in just a moment. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to briefly revisit something. And if you're a regular listener to the show on WSAU Wausau or WHBL Sheboygan, you may or may not know that there's actually a segment of the show that runs exclusively in Green Bay on WTAQ. And that is where I tend to take up more of the local issues. However, there is an issue that I want to briefly revisit, and those of you in the other parts of the state have heard me talk about this from time to time. For, gosh, is it over a year now? I don't remember how long. The Walmart debate has been going on. Walmart wants to put a 154,000 square foot superstore center in downtown Green Bay in an old industrial site. And Walmart haters don't want them to. Mayor Jim Schmidt doesn't want them to. Oh, we want this wonderful multi-use, which is a pipe dream, which may in fact, and I think unlikely, to ever happen. Unless it comes at extreme cost to taxpayers, of which Walmart would not be a dime. How many developers offer to pay everything? After months and months and months of debate, a final vote is expected tomorrow. There are two swing votes on the Green Bay City Council on this. So, yeah, I'm doing kind of a micro-local thing here. But I've got a couple of good topics coming up. So those of you listening in other parts of the state, don't go anywhere. But even the story of an anti-business mayor like Jim Schmidt is somewhat statewide worthy. It all comes down to tomorrow, it appears. Will the city give Walmart what it needs to proceed, or will it finally kill this project and walk away from the tax base, hundreds of jobs, and on and on and on? At the moment, it looks like they're going to. There are two swing votes, David Nenig and Brian Danziger. Neither is officially giving their position. Nenning at one point had been considered a leaning yes. Two people who follow this very closely have told me Nenning is now a firm no. Brian Danziger has been beyond cagey on this. So you have less than 48 hours. You've got about 36 hours. If you live in Green Bay, if you work in Green Bay, or if you own property in Green Bay, I urge you, if you haven't already, to call both of them and tell them not to walk away from these jobs, if nothing else. And there's a lot of something else there. All right, here are the numbers. Alderman David Nenig. Again, this is for the folks live, work, own property in Green Bay. 437-2318. 437-2318. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. It appears Nenning has been turned and that he is now a firm no vote. That's what I'm being told. 437-2318 for David Nenig. 437-2318. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. Again, if you live, work, or own property in Green Bay, you have a vested interest in this. And I don't usually do something for the wider audience, this narrowly tailored, but I think it's important in this case. One more time for both. Alderman David Nenig, 437-2318. 437-2318. Alderman Brian Danziger, 609-7666. 609-7666. Very important. Again, be cordial if you leave a voicemail or whatever you do, but let them know what the majority of impacted people really feel about this. All right, Ashwin, well, I'll reopen the show to the rest of the audience at large. Come on, come on back. The water's fine. It's all good. Earlier, we were talking about common sense. Okay. There's a story out there. The media's tender sensibilities are upset about something. Well, the security costs for Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish have more than tripled. The cost of protecting the state's top two officials has more than tripled under Governor Scott Walker, largely the result of a beefed-up security team and around-the-clock surveillance of his Wauwatosa home. Well, say it with me. You want to talk about having your cake and eat it too. You want to downplay the behavior of the left, the completely unhinged badger since Act 10 in 2011. You want to just, no, it wasn't as bad as Scott Walker says. So you can now turn around and say that the increased security is excessive. Boy, as I say, sometimes you just have to tip your hat. Do you have any idea what his life has been? What Lieutenant Governor Clayfish's life? Look, we see this when they come here. We see this when they scout out the area. They do an advance. They didn't used to do advances. Yeah, Jason has to give day before tours, right? Day before tours to state police. They case the joint. And it does look like a presidential security detail. Guess what? It should. Because the threats are real. And yet, Dan Bice and Devon Waugh of the Journal Sentinel try to make it sound as though, not really a big, Jim Doyle didn't do this. Jim Doyle didn't have unhinged conservatives calling for his head, literally. Now, they say that Doyle received death threats when he vetoed, I believe it was concealed carry. Okay, that may be true. That may be true. But you're going to compare that to what Governor Walker has endured, being stalked by these freaks with bullhorns? Yeah, let's send the bill to the runaway 14. Or it was 14, right? Yeah. The runaway 14. Let's send them the bill. Let's send liberals the bill. Anyone who was cited, let's send them the bill. Now, one of the things they point out, all right, and in total fairness and disclosure here. For instance, Walker took one trooper to provide security on his family's week-long vacation to the Bahamas in August. Guess what? He has become nationally and internationally reviled by the left. You ask anybody outside of Wisconsin who Jim Doyle was. They won't even know. Walker has become nationally famous. That makes him a target. He took one trooper on his family vacation. Whoop, big whoop. You have the unhinged left in Wisconsin create a dangerous environment for Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish and their families, and then you're going to somehow cast judgment because they respond in this fashion? Give me a break. I have no problem with this. All right, in 5 minutes, Wall Street Journal columnist Peggy Noonan has been on a roll lately. And this is one of those things that likely got missed because it fell over the weekend. I must share this with you. It's on the humanitarian crisis at the border, and it is simply brilliant. We'll do that in five. It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.